Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Sister Sunshine from Peter Moore. before that Lighthouse from Stereo Telescope, Look from Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, and Have a Lucky Day, live version from Morphine. Now we're going to hear from Butterscott.
Sister Styrofoam, it's a long way to go when you're gone. And the trees in the breeze speak on telephones to the man with the van on the lawn. Well, come back to me, Sister Styrofoam. Got a lot of Azusa's to pour. And the room with the cube knows your every move when you come, when you go to the store. Oh, Sister Styrofoam, love me again. Leave me in 2013. Do what you do in your magic canoe, 'cause honey, your slate is wiped clean. Well, come back to me, Sister Styrofoam, in your magical bus in the sky. There's a million and two ways to paradise, and a whole lot of loving to buy. Come back to me, Sister Styrofoam. All the men are again where you'll be, and the booze that you choose will be Thunderbird in the car near the bar by the sea. Oh, Sister Styrofoam, love me again. Leave me in
think it's high time we say our goodbyes. I no longer have the energy to drive.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard In Your Head from Party Boys. Before that, Ball from Pedestrian. And Sista Styrofoam from Butterscot. And Sister Sunshine from Peter Moore. And now we're going to hear some Straight Angular.
chucking at me, I suppose. But I know what you don't want for Christmas. It's me, right? Oh, it's me, right?
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard 16 from Psychic Dog. I Know What You Don't Want, a Christmas single from the I Want You. And Are You Ever Satisfied from Straight Angular, which, of course, the answer is no. And now we're going to hear some Power Slut. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Take It in Stride from Abby Barrett and Hot Tub Wingman from Power Slut. And now live in Studio D, we're going to hear Ski Bunny.
Hey, everybody. We're Ski Bunny. We're going to play a few songs for you today. And Tracy Chevrolet, that's me. And Adam Sherman is playing guitar. And John Kuhn is playing drums. And we're here tonight to entertain you. So first song we have is called November. Written in November, this time of year is challenging for people, and this song is why it's particularly challenging in my case. Here we go. It's November.
We first met in a tiny hotel room. Offering me drugs for my time. I'd been meeting these guys for a year now, just a way to get out of my mind. But this man was so smart, I forgave him for being an impossible. In love after only 5 minutes. Not too cool for a player on the scene.
Thank you.
That was November, song I wrote in November of 2016. We're going to change the pace here. I'm going to switch to bass for one thing. This is our first time recording, my first time in a studio like this. We're very, very excited to be here. Thank you to Joel and WMFO for having us. And I got the bass on here. Next song up is called Honey. And yeah, have a good time listening to this one. Takes you up and then takes you all the way down. That's Honey. And I'm staying on bass. So the next up is a song called Pimp, about a former friend of mine, and we'll leave it at that. Thank you. Next up, we have a song called Orb, named after the floating orb that is hanging from my ceiling. Actually, it's suspended in my room. It's a kind of having a planet, my own planet, really, in my room. My headphones just fell off. So, there we go. So, Orb. Let's jump right in. The orb, and there is a problem, actually, or maybe it's cool. I don't know. We'll leave that up to you to decide. That's what that song does. It puts that out onto you, not me. It's a decision maker as to what's cool and what's not in this situation. Next up, we have Insatiable, which is did I skip anything this time? No, we're on Insatiable. And am I gonna do this in octave higher? I'm gonna do it in octave higher. Here we go. First time really performing this in octave higher because the current vocals were too deep for my range, and I was tired of not being heard. So here we go. We're gonna belt this one out in octave higher. Here we go. Insatiable. More. That one felt good. So that's Insatiable. Next up is a song. Okay, this song is the theme song. Not the soundtrack, but the theme song to my digital game, Who Wore Better. You can go check that out. It's out there on the internet. Yes, for now. You can track that down. Yeah, Ski Bunny, Who Wore Better. I think you'll maybe get across it that way. I catch my breath here. Singing that song in an octave higher is much more exhilarating. So thank you all for listening out there. Again, we're Ski Bunny, and this song is called Who Wore Better. Takeaway from that is when the question is asked, who wore better, the answer is, I did. So that's hopefully what you got from that. And also that my game is amazingly fantastic and you should check it out and play it. It is on this glorious day, this miracle is here to stay. It's here to stay. That's how that lyric goes. All right, next up we have a song that's in the classic style of Tracy Chevrolet, Dress Up. And it is a song that I wrote for a gig that was going to be, had to be kid friendly. It was 18 and, you know, whatever that is. kids, whatever they have, however they let kids into clubs. And so I had to, I had no material that was appropriate, so I wrote this song. And it's appropriate for children. And that's a wonderful thing. Because now I can play it on the radio too. So here we go, Dress Up. Takeaway from that one is pretty clear. Dress up with your boyfriend, right? Give it a shot. Try it, you'll like it. Yeah, go for it.